Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
Reggae music. It's perhaps Jamaica's greatest export, and its undisputed king is Robert Bob Marley. Bob Marley's children have boldly sought to continue his musical legacy, among them his youngest son Damian Jr. Gong Marley, the four-time Grammy-winning, self-styled youngest veteran who has become a distinct voice for Jamaica's music and culture. Stay tuned to hear from the man himself as he recounts his latest Grammy win and more. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. At this point in Damian Marley's career, winning a Grammy isn't met with surprise or wonder, but it is definitely no less satisfying. That's because it takes much effort to create a body of work that is not just worthy of acclaim, but can adequately measure up to the name Marley and all the expectations that come with it.
I feel that I have made a solid contribution toward my family heritage as Damian. I can say that there is times where people are familiar with my music without knowing my family legacy, and then find that out later. That happened a whole heap, especially with the song Jamrock, that a lot of people didn't realize that who I was, they just liked the song. And then them do a little bit more research and get to understand who is singing the song.
Marley's latest album, the Grammy-winning Stony Hill, is special to him, reflecting as it does on his life and upbringing. Songs like Living It Up touch on his father's success and provision for the family, Nail Pon Cross on his faith, and Roar on his social consciousness. In making new music, he says he tries not to focus on his past successes.
I think perhaps maybe not dwelling too much on thinking so much about your last hit, but trying to stay within the moment of what you're doing and stay true to yourself and try to just express yourself truly and make the best song that you can make at that given time.
Naturally, his other musical siblings lend support.
I mean, first of all, I've never released a song without passing it by my older brother Steve. That within itself is a quality control. So again, I'm surrounded by good people who help keep me sharp. And then of course, like I said, me myself being aware of trying to always be an honest critic of my own music.
Reggae music and the Marley name go hand in hand. And while acknowledging that the genre has done wonders for him and his family, Damian Marley believes it should be given much more respect around the globe.
Don't care where you go in the world, reggae music is loved. As accomplished and great as an artist as Nas is, I can remember touring places in Europe where I had been before and had more of a momentum going in those countries than he had as a hip-hop artist. You know, reggae music is, you know, loved the world over, but, you know, again, we're working toward exposing that truth.
In his opinion, getting reggae to match the sales of hip-hop and pop music will require greater understanding of the business of music.
I don't think we lack in terms of creativity and talent. It's more so on the other side of it where it comes down to business and organization, marketing, and, you know, things of that nature. How we operate as an industry, as a reggae industry, is very unique, which has its pros and it has its cons, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of it has to do with organization so that we can put a united front together that display the music in a way where it shows that it has value. Out in the street, they call it murder. Yeah, at the same time, we do have to give thanks to what we've accomplished. When you really think about how small of a place Jamaica is and our population and what a huge impact that we've had on cultures the world over, we don't have nothing to cry or feel ashamed about. We have done a job well done.
As a member of the first family of reggae, Damian is doing his part to help spread the music as far as possible, which is why he's often annoyed at the perception that the Marley brand disadvantages other reggae artists.
People say, like, you know, the Marley brand as if it was something that just dropped out of the sky. This is something that we spend our whole lives working to build and maintain and further. My big sister Stella spent a whole power, that's what she does, to make sure that my father's name and the legacy is solid and continue to grow. So all of that is not something that happened by chance. And realistically, there is no advantage that we have in any kind of unfair way when it comes down to specifically the Grammys. You know what I mean? It's the voters who vote and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? If the voters happen to recognize the brand Marley, that is not, definitely not something for me to be ashamed of. My daddy made it.
Going forward, it's more music, tours, and other collaborations that help to promote and build up Jamaican and reggae culture. In the meantime, you can listen to his latest project, Stony Hill, to either acquaint or reacquaint yourself with the music of Damian Marley, aka the youngest veteran, Junior Gong, or Big Gongzilla. Out of the ghetto.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.